This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine this year goes to two Americans who have puzzled out the sense of smell. One of them is Richard Axel of Columbia University in New York. The other is Linda Buck of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. And they will split $1.4 million for discovering how chemicals in the air trigger thousands of recognizably different odors. Joining us now with more information is NPR's Richard Knox. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Steve.
So first off, tell us who these people are.
Richard Axel is 58 years old. He's a university professor at Columbia University in New York City. He's an investigator at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, which has researchers around the country in different universities. Linda Buck is 57. She started out as a postdoctoral fellow in Axel's lab and then moved on to Harvard for several years, and now she runs a lab at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle.
Now, it's interesting that the Nobel Prize goes here to some people who did some very interesting research, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but this is not research, as the Nobel Committee noted, that has necessarily a medical application or a huge commercial application.
No, that's right, and this reminds us that the Nobel Prize is for physiology or medicine. This year's prize is for a physiologic tour de force. Axel and Buck did an elegant series of demonstrations beginning in 1991 of how one of the five senses works. And I think this obviously underscores how important the sense of smell is. It's one of humans' greatest pleasures. Think of smelling a spring rain or a fine wine or a lover's hair. But it's also often a life and death matter. It's necessary to the survival of our species and all our ancestors. You know, we need our noses to distinguish what food is good to eat and what's spoiled or maybe poisonous. We need to sniff out danger. Think of the smell of smoke. We need to smell in order to taste. So it's really the foundation of appetite. And, of course, as Marcel Proust knew, it can evoke our deepest memories.
And what did Richard Axel and Linda Buck add to what we learned from Marcel Proust about the sense of smell?
Well, they got mechanical. They've explained basically how we're able to recognize and distinguish among 10,000 different odors. And they did this by eavesdropping on single nerve cells in the lining of the nose. And they dissected these cells down to the level of individual molecules and genes. And by doing this, they showed that the human nose contains about 1,000 different and distinct odor receptors. There's one for each olfactory cell in the lining of the nose. And there's a gene for each one of these 1,000 odor receptors. And so they're about 3% of all our genes are devoted to the sense of smell. The odor receptors stick out of the cell that sit on this inner surface of the nasal lining. And when an odorous molecule gets inhaled in the air, it activates one of these receptors, which is designed to detect it and no other. And then Axel and Buck worked out how this triggers a protein within the cell called a G protein, and that activates the cell to send an electrical signal to the smell center at the very front of the brain.
And it's a different signal being sent to the brain, a different protein for different smells?
Yes. I mean, as I said, they've discovered there are 1,000 different receptor types, but there are 10,000 different odors, and so they figured out how that works. They traced the patterns, the connections from these cells lining the nose into the brain. They all feed into a center called the olfactory bulb, and in that center, there's a map that sort of puts together the pattern of all these different receptor signals. Think of it as a sort of a big board of lights, and certain lights come on when there's a smell that gets sent. So in this center, pattern is sent to higher centers of the brain for processing, and that's when a smell is detected. The brain determines what the smell is and how to react. If it's a bad odor, you turn away. If it's a good odor, you might be attracted. And these centers go to the thinking parts of the brain and also to the emotional part, which gets us back to Proust.
Amazing, amazing research. NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox reporting on the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine going to Richard Axel and Linda Buck.